As soon as there is this talk, has a title, Computational Modeling of Flow Transfer in DNA Protein Complexes. In the line of the presentation will be a small introduction, the objective, computational details, view results, and conclusions. So first of all, what's a whole transfer reaction? It's when in an oxidized system, a radical cation state, also called electron hole, moves. One interesting example is hole transfer on DNA. This involves the formation of radical cation intermediate of guanine, since guanine has a lower ionization potential of the four nucleobases. So a charge on DNA will be located on guanine or, less probably, in alanine. Hole transfer steps in DNA and many mechanisms are well known because there was a lot of studies on this matter. However, hole transfer on DNA protein complexes have an attraction much attention. Also, hole transfer from a DNA to a protein might avoid damages on the genetic material and avoid a mutagenic effects too. The structural and electronic parameters of DNA polypeptide complexes might considerably deviate from those of DNA. And the efficiency of charge transfer within nucleobases amino acid complexes can be derived from the information about the structure of DNA protein system. However, when we see a system like this, where a protein interacts with RNA, and here you can see in a P-stack interaction between tryptophan and guanine, for this system we will expect a high electronic coupling value, a strong charge transfer reaction. However, we have seen that this structure has very low charge transfer capabilities. But if we apply a small fluctuations to this structure of less than 1 angstrom, we can find that the charge transfer rate can change several orders of magnitude. So the aim of this study is to see how the structural parameters affect the charge transfer rate between nucleobases and amino acid residues. The systems that we choose to do this study are guanine tryptophan and adenine tryptophan. Guanine and adenine, as I say, have the lower ionization potential of the four nucleobases, and tryptophan have a similar ionization potential of these nucleobases, and also a very interesting aromatic structure which is similar to the purine nucleobases 1. This is a quite important concept. There are 6 parameters that define the mutual position of these 2 molecules. 3 translational ones, a slight shift and rise, and then 3 rotational ones, roll, tilt, and twist. So, to calculate the transfer rate, we use the Marcus equation, where there are 3 main parameters: the electronic coupling, the free energy, and the reorganization energy. On this work, we focus on the calculation of electronic coupling to estimate how it will be the charge transfer rate. Here, you can see that we test several methods to estimate electronic coupling: the 2 generalized Mulliken hash, the fragment charge difference, and the direct method. Finally, we use the direct method because it's computationally very robust. Several DFT functionals were tested to have the fog level of theory. And finally, we used the V3-LIP functional in the calculations. In previous work, we see that V3-LIP is a little demon of KSP2 level of theory in DNA complexes. We use the 631 G-star basis set and Gaussian and local problem to do all the calculations. So here start the results part. You can see the results for a guanine tryptophan adenine tryptophan interaction, a stack interaction with a distance between the molecules of 3.38 angstrom. This distance is the same as the distance between nucleobases on DNA. On the top of the graphic, you can see represented the difference of energy between the reference structure and the displaced one, because we apply displacements to the reference structure and we see the electronic coupling. And at the bottom, we can see the electronic coupling. So in at these structures, we apply two different movements. Shift, which is this one, and shift is this one, and slide, which is this one. So we can see that there are great similarities between one in and another in results. The difference of energy, it's not very related with electronic coupling. We can see that here, for example, there was a maximum for the shift value, but here there was a destabilization of the complex. But in case of adenine, we can see that for this maximum, there was a stabilization. So this electronic coupling, it's not related with the low energy configuration. For one and tryptophan results, which are very similar to adenine and tryptophan 1, we can see that the maximum for shift movement is obtained when both the pi system of the guanine and a p orbital of oxygen are interacting with tryptophan. In the case of a slide, which is a very symmetric movement, we can see that first we obtain a maximum when the six-member ring of tryptophan is interacting with guanine. And then the other one is when the five-member ring is interacting. So the results are for guanine tryptophan interaction, the adenine tryptophan ones are very similar too, with a rise, which is the distance between the molecules, of 5.83 angstroms. This distance is bigger than the previous one because to apply these rotational movements, we need more distance between the molecules. So this we apply tilt and roll movements. We can see that high electronic values are obtained for these T-shaped structures, especially in the range around 90 degrees. However, we do not show these values because we disestimate it, because the energy, the variation of energy, was more than 5 kilocals or per mole of destabilization. So we do not take it into account. However, this very strong coupling is obtained for a tilt of 50 degrees. And in roll movement, we can see that this almost T-shaped structure of 100 degrees of rotation that have a quite strong coupling too. So these high electron couplings obtained for T-shaped structures are quite a surprising result, because it's commonly assumed that the p-stacking is necessary for this kind of interactions to have a good charge transfer rate. But we have seen that it's not necessarily really. So the results are quite different from the previous ones because the reference structure that we move is a T-shaped reference structure. You can see here these reference structures, and now we do not move the molecule in these six parameters. We move it along the coordinate axis. So these reference structures are optimized by Wegmore et al. At amplitude level of theory. The results for these interactions are quite weak couplings. However, they are quite similar to the previous ones. So we can see that there are a high sensitivity of the electronic coupling in these T-shaped complexes. More sensitivity to conformational changes than for P-stacked complexes. So the taking home message of this presentation would be that surpassing relatively high electron transfer rates are formed for these T-shaped dimers. Showing that a peer stacking between nucleobase and tryptophan is not required for a feasible electron transfer. And that whole transfer rate in complexes is very sensitive to the model position of monomers and can change by several orders of magnitude when we apply a small movement. So, if we take a higher structure of a protein DNA complex, we cannot do a punctual calculation of the charge transfer rate, because a thermal fluctuation or small fluctuations will change it completely. Thanks for your attention, and I will thank you, Silvis Mon and Alexander Wojtyuk, as my PhD advisors, and all APC members, and Ministerio and Generalitat for the financial support. And thank you all for your attention.
Cristina, now we have time for a couple of questions.
Thank you very much, and very nice your talk. I have one question, please. How do you estimate the energetic for the whole transfer? How did you estimate the energetics of the whole transfer?
Okay, we are not really interested in the energetics, so we are looking at a conformational dependence of the charge transfer. So we only estimate the electronic coupling because it's the main parameter to calculate the charge transfer rate. So the energetics, like the splitting or the driving force, it's not taken into account here.
Time for one more question. So I would like to thank all the speakers.